I'm going to excuse myself from the first case. Jamie's going to read it in.
And Vince Robertson will be handling the first case. He's here to check in for that one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our first case this evening is case number 13,171, filed on behalf of William, John, and Diane Brooks trustees. They seek variances from the agricultural separation requirements for existing structures, sections 115-20 and 115-4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Milton Ellendale Highway, which is Sussex County Route 16. The 911 address is 22644 Milton Ellendale Highway, Milton, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 13, Parcel 28.00. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the application form and grounds for granting a variance, along with a survey of the property, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Specifically, Mr. Chairman, there are two variances before the Board of Adjustment tonight. The first is a 14.7-foot variance from the 200-foot separation requirement between the dwelling and the poultry house, and the second variance is a 36.1-foot variance from the 200-foot separation requirement between a dwelling and a poultry house, and it is in connection with a proposed subdivision of the parcel and the inability to comply with the 200-foot separation requirement, which I believe the applicant's going to speak to.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? You would please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Roach. Welcome back. If you could state your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is John.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I need the microphone on first. Thank you. If you could start over and state your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is John Roach, and I live at 22184 Nelson Road in Georgetown.
Okay. And Mr. Roach, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth this evening?
I do.
Okay. If you could proceed.
Sure. I'm the guy that did the survey for the Brookses. It's a poultry farm that's been in existence since the early 90s. There's some houses that have been built prior to that, some that were built before that. But we did a minor subdivision for this parcel, and the minor subdivision was to allow for the three lots to be separate along Route 16, and the adjoining poultry farm would become its own parcel. And that's the idea. So when we did the survey, we looked at a couple things, but we did look at, of course, DLDOT requirements, county requirements, as far as lot sizes, those types of things, and we're able to meet those. But we're able to meet the separation of the poultry farm from the rear lot line, which is 50 feet, and I think we came in 51. Other than that, the only other concern was the separation between the poultry farm and the buildings, and that needs to be 200 feet. And we were able to get pretty close to that, but it did not meet that requirement. So the family is now asking me to represent them in front of you folks. The idea is this has been in business, this has been in place, excuse me, for a long time. The buildings probably were not built with the idea of understanding there was a separation between the poultry house and the rear of those homes. So therefore, although they tried to keep things as far away from the road as they can and as far away from the poultry house as they can, I think the thought was we were always going to be a poultry house and houses that service, you know, that house. So that's the idea. So weren't able to do that. So we're asking you folks, if you would, you know, to allow us to present this and see what your thoughts are.
That concludes your presentation?
Yes, it does.
I'm sure we'll have some questions for
you. Sure.
I have a question right off the bat. Has anybody said anything about the placement of any of the buildings in the 30 years since they've been standing there?
Right, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
So the buildings that need the variance are not proposed buildings that will be on these, are they existing buildings?
Yes, they are.
They're the proposed buildings that would be on the subdivided plots?
Yes, it would. Yes, correct. We're dealing with the actual built locations now. We're not able to move anything.
The buildings in question, are they the dwellings or are they outbuildings?
They're dwellings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm
Mr. Roach, is it safe to say that but for lines drawn on a plot, nothing is changing as a result of this variance?
Sure, certainly is, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. In other words, the buildings have been there, the poultry houses have been there. Driving by, there's not going to be any difference in terms of what's physically on the ground and what's been there for 30 years. It's just a result of this minor subdivision plan.
Right. And this is all, you know, agricultural land. There's nobody next door, just fields around three sides, and of course, the highway.
Questions from the board? You can have a seat right in front.
Okay. Mr. Roach. Thank you.
No, I didn't have any other questions. I don't know if staff had any other.
No. Not for me, thank you. Yeah.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13171? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13171? Board has no other questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13171 for John William and Diane Brooks, trustees. For the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is unique physical condition because the property, the age of the chicken poultry farm houses and then the dwellings far exceeded the time frame as when the new rules were set forth. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exception of practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, again, as time was the factor. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13171 has been approved.
And just for the record, just so that we're clear on that, it's to grant it's a single variance, but there's two actual, like, dimensional variances. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that and that we're clear on that. So, yep, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much. May they all be that easy. It's my pleasure working with some of you. I don't know that we've met, but I'm sure I'll be back at some point or other. Take care. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to hand back to Mrs. Norwood, too.